All right. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. We have a fun little interview for everyone today. If you are not familiar, we had a local journalism professor go on Jeopardy this week, Kathy Olson from Lehigh University, and we have her here today to talk about her experience. So I'm going to bring her on. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, nice to be here.
How are we doing?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm sure you have had a very exciting week with a million emails and text messages coming your way.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been pretty fantastic. So I want to learn about you a little bit if we could first. I know you're a journalism professor at Lehigh University, but could you kind of just give us a little bit of your background and how you came to Lehigh?
Sure. I came to Lehigh in 2000, and I came to teach online journalism, which at the time was still pretty new. I have kind of a weird trajectory because I went to law school and was a lawyer for a while in Washington, D.C., didn't like it, and went back to school mainly just to do something else, and ended up at the University of Texas and got a bachelor's in journalism, started working for the local paper there when they started the online site. So sort of on the ground floor of online journalism. And then got my PhD and then was hired by Lehigh.
That's excellent. So online journalism, something 20 years ago compared to today, is like they're different things. It's amazing what has happened in the last two decades.
Yeah, lots of changes for sure.
So Jeopardy in general, have you always been a fan? Is it a show that you've always watched?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of can't remember a time when I didn't watch it. I have vague memories of watching it when Art Fleming was the host. So that's really
cool.
And then the first time I tried out was right out of college.
So I
told Ken my story of sending in postcards because you had to do it in person. And so you had to send in a postcard and get picked at random to come in even for the tryout. And so I got a bunch of postcards and mailed them from different mailboxes, thinking that would sort of sprinkle them through. And it worked because I got called in. I passed the test, which was on pencil and paper then. And Alex was actually there. Alex Trebek was there because I think his version of the show had only been running for a couple of years at that point. So he still went out to the regional auditions. Didn't get on the show then, but then I kept trying. I think I've tried out five different times over the years. And I've passed the test, I think most of the time, but they don't really tell you. You kind of have to guess how many you think you got right. But I did get called for in-person mock games and interviews. That's generally the next step. Today, though, it's all online, and so you take the test online, and then actually now they have another step, which is a proctored Zoom test.
Well, I would think, I mean, you know, talking journalism stuff, it would be a lot easier now to maybe use technology to get around some of these questions. I'm sure they have things in place for that.
Well, that first test, you know, I think people can have a friend help. You know, you don't get a lot of time to answer the question. And, you know, my husband and I both did it when it was on one day in different rooms, you know, so we couldn't. I think because of that, they do have that follow-up proctored Zoom test just to make sure that, you know, you're the real deal.
This time around, when you did make it, what was that process like? Was it a little different? I mean, clearly you made it, but can you walk us through that?
Well, you know, the last time I tried out was in 2018. And that was, so the online test, they say 200,000 people take it and 400 people get on the show. So that year, I actually had to go in person to the next step of the tryout in DC and do the mock game and an interview. So this time it was on Zoom, which was nice because I felt pretty comfortable doing Zoom because I taught on Zoom so much during the pandemic. And so we did sort of a little mock game where you sort of had to pretend to buzz in. And, you know, they kind of just wanted to see how you do on television.
Right.
And then they said, well, you'll be in the contestant pool for about 18 months. But you still never, you know, you just wait for the phone call. Don't call us. We'll call you. And that actually expired at the end of 2023, my eligibility. So I thought, okay. Oh, well, you know, I part of me was like, maybe it's just as well because I've gotten dumber. This time around, I tried out in 2022 and then didn't hear until March of this year. So, you know, at my age, every year I lose a few steps. So
you're gaining knowledge. You're getting more knowledge. Yeah. You're more of a, contestant. So they get back to you then? And
so then I got this text completely out of the blue because I thought I was done in March and, you know, then taped it on April 3rd. So there wasn't a whole lot of lead time. But, you know, I definitely was not going to chicken out. So we went out there and I thought, well, you know, I'm slow on the buzzer, which is, you know, probably more than half the battle because, you know, the questions, you know, the answers, but you got to get in there first. And, you know, a little inside scoop, they have these lights that come on the board and that's when you're supposed to buzz in. But if you buzz in early, you get locked out for 0.25 seconds. And so it's a question of fast reflexes, but timing as well. You can't kind of try to anticipate it. So,
cause I'm sure that there's some people who just want to mash the button and then they figure they'll be able to answer the question.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you'll see people going, you know, buzz, 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 buzz. And they tell us to do that because even if you're early, maybe other people got locked out too. And so that's why we're sort of pounding on those buzzers, like, you know, like they're not working. So that's why.
You get the call and head out there. That must be like a, wow, this is happening finally. Yeah. How was the whole like travel, get set up, you know, prior to the actual taping?
Oh, it was great. So my husband and I both went and we got there. We taped on a Wednesday. We got there Sunday because I just wanted some time to, you know, relax. And so we did some touristy things, went to the Griffith Observatory and stuff like that. So it was great. You know, I really had the attitude of I'm just going to see how I can do and try to make it fun instead of being too nervous about it. But I was still nervous.
Right. Well, I can imagine like once the lights go on and Ken Jennings is there, like what is that like? Do you have to compose yourself a little bit or is it just like you're going?
Yeah, I mean, the first words out of my mouth were a little shaky. I noticed when I watched it on Wednesday. And, you know, I sort of had to hold the buzzer against my body to keep it from shaking. but, you know, at the same time, it was fun. I mean, it was simultaneously scary and fun. The lights weren't too bad. It just goes so fast. You just, you know, and I didn't remember half the questions I'd even answered. And so watching it on Wednesday was sort of fun for me to see because some of it was new to me.
How long was it between that taping and then the episode, which aired this past Wednesday on the 15th of May?
6 weeks. Yeah. So, okay. And that, you know, I felt good about it. Afterwards, it's 2 days later, so I don't think it's a spoiler to say I lost, but I felt good about it. And, you know, I got to be in Final Jeopardy, which was one of my goals. And, but then when I got home, I started sort of second guessing decisions I'd made. And I just sort of, that part was bad. I had a little time there when I'm like, oh, I should have done better. And, so watching it, I saw, oh no, you know, you couldn't have gotten the Daily Double even if you'd tried. And I don't know. I mean, in other words, I was worried that I picked categories wrong or whatever. Just dumb.
Well, I guess like that. I would say, I mean, I guess it's human nature, right? But what did you have a strategy kind of going in? I mean, clearly you're as a journalism professor, you have a wide range of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So like what did you have some sort of strategy?
I mean, you can't really strategize other than trying to pick categories that you're good at to try to get the Daily Double, because then you don't have to worry about the buzzer. And then the strategy these days in Jeopardy is to not start at the top and go down. And so I did that as well because everybody's hunting for the Daily Doubles, you know,
right.
even, even if you can't get it right, you're keeping somebody else from getting it and, you know, doubling their money. But I didn't get any of them. So that really kind of hurts too, because you can really make a big move if you get one and you get it right.
Were you and the other contestants friendly, or is it kind of like a, I'm trying to beat you?
It was super friendly. We were all there in the green room all day, because they tape 5 shows in a day. And my show was the fourth out of 5. So, okay. You know, we'd had lunch together and been hanging out, watching the other shows. I was actually just amazed at how nice everybody was. Both the contestants, you know, the Jeopardy people just went out of their way to make us feel comfortable. So it was a really, really nice experience.
Sure. And for those who are, well, first question, do you think you're going to apply again now that you've made it that far? I would imagine there's a little bit of a, maybe I can.
Yeah, get a do-over. You can't be on it again. They have a second chance tournament, but that's for people who, you know, barely didn't win, you know, people who lost in Final Jeopardy or whatever. So I wouldn't be eligible for that. They are having a pop culture team tournament. So you have teams of 3 that I would be eligible for, apparently, but that's not my strong suit. You know, although in the game, many of the questions I got were sort of old people pop culture. So maybe I could be the the old person on a team of 3.
Well, I was gonna say, do you ever head out to some of the trivia nights in the area? Because like you walk in, they'd be like, oh no, you got a ringer.
Yeah.
Better play.
I don't that much. I probably should more, because I really do enjoy it. It's just I don't know. I'll have to check them out, I guess. And there's apparently everybody in the green room is on some online trivia league. So
yeah,
I thought I might try that next.
Funnily enough, I have to mention this because I know there's another Lehigh employee who I know of, at least Hillary Kwiatek, who is also on a few years ago. But it seems like Lehigh is a good place if you're going to be a Jeopardy contestant. Maybe you guys could be on a team.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Doing that.
She's a lot younger than I am. So maybe that would balance out if we were on the pop culture team.
I think you guys would do very well. Yeah. What could you say to people who are, you know, applying or maybe have applied as many times as you have? Like, is there any advice that you could give?
Just to keep trying, you know, that you can take the test, you know, at least once a year. It's just a matter of persistence. And then, you know, watch it and try to keep up with your trivia. You know, the test is pretty wide ranging. You know, it's got geography and opera and, you know, history. And so sort of the more general knowledge you have, the better you'll do to at least get past that first hurdle. And then it's just a matter of, you know, trying to relax during the mock game and the interview, and, you know, just to reassure them that you're not going to freeze up on TV and they might pick you.
Which you did, which is fantastic. Yeah. So, well, I appreciate you taking, you know, some time out of your schedule today. And while you didn't finish, while you didn't win, you're a winner to us. And it's just amazing that you participated, and thank you so much for agreeing to do an interview, because it's so unique and it's great to see people, you know, and from your community. I was hoping you were going to get a Bethlehem question. I know that they have them occasionally. That would have been fun. But you know, they're like, we can't ask her about the Christmas city. She'll know.
That's right. Well, the Thomas Jefferson question, somebody beat me to it, and I went to the University of Virginia. So that one, I hung my head, but you know, they were just fast.
You can't win them all.
Yeah.
Kathy, thank you so much. Best of luck. You know, hopefully if you play again, we'll see you on there again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been fun.
Hold on. Thank you to everybody who watched, but we'll catch you again soon.